是他们不错，又关注这个发太太大了。
Okay, I'm going to try to get into this. I'm not a veteran at this, so I'm just trying to pull a few things. Once we get going, it'll be easier for me to get a little bit, but I'm not exactly sure how to kick it off. But as far as it goes with the Trinity, it seems that I think one of the biggest problems with the whole thing with Islam is that they claim that Jesus was the Son of God. He was the Son of God. Yes, he said that claim many times. And as I said before, that in Hebrew, that means that he was of the essence of God. Any Jew will explain that speaks Hebrew, because I don't, but they will say to you that that means that he's of the essence of God. Just like a child can say that he's the son of somebody, because part of him was from him. Jesus wasn't totally God. Jesus was God. He limited himself on what he could do, on everything that he would do on the earth. The Old Testament clearly states very, very clearly that God was going to come down to earth. Even something that's important to you is that Abraham, when Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, God said to him, I will provide myself a lamb. God said that he would provide the lamb. That lamb, later the fulfillment of that, is when Jesus came on earth and said that, I am the Lamb of God. That was God. That was also in reference to Job saying that God didn't know what it was like to be a person. To say that God couldn't do that is a bit taking a bit of credit away from him. And when you get into it's a bit complicated to try to get into now, but I'm sure you'll know what I'm speaking of if you study the thing, that there are many attributes given to Jesus, or to God, or as you say, God. So God is said to receive worship. And it says specifically that you shall worship nobody but God. But Jesus, in the New Testament, never turned away this praise when people attributed that to him. When Thomas said to Jesus that he said, my Lord and my God, that was the thing that you have to look at there is that Jesus never denied that. If Jesus was just a prophet, how Islam says, well then he would have quickly, very quickly, corrected him and told him, no, that is not correct. Do not call me your God. But Jesus didn't do that. Jesus basically affirmed that he was correct in his assumption. Jesus said in many different times, in many places, that when such as, you know, if you have seen the Father, you have seen me. You know, or if you have seen, sorry, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He was making a reference to that fact. Jesus went, and he claimed later in the book of John that he speaks about himself and he says that he is in earth, he is on earth and he is also in heaven. Well, why would he make a statement like that? It was because he was claiming that he wasn't completely God there. He was God, but he gave up some of his divine attributes so as to become a man. God cannot become man, but he gave up some of that. That's why he was a man. But he was still able to do some of the things of God, such as the miracles of him, which he said specifically were to show proof to people, because people very, very much view visual. They like visual things. They don't like to just hear what somebody says or something like that. They want proof. Show me something. So I'll try to put this into a question. I'm trying to sort of pull it together. Please bear with me a little bit. So, in that, if Jesus accepted somebody calling him God, then why wouldn't he have corrected him? And then, another simple question was sort of related to the same thing. If you believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament, but say that in a way they're a bit corrupted, because 2x4, you even said that the real laws of Moses were sort of corrupted and later on were corrected by the Muslims because the Jews sort of lost what Moses really was teaching. That's what goes later on. There's nothing in the New Testament that contradicts what's in the Old Testament. There are many things in the Old Testament that are made clear by the New Testament. And I would just like to know if there's such a distinct link between the Old Testament and the New Testament, why is there no link from them to the Quran except for a few passages that you'd say that's where it passes on. Why wouldn't God have put more there than that? And that's my only question. Why is there such a link and big link between the two and not in Islam? Whereas Islam, they basically just pop up and say, with no disrespect, they come and they say that, oh, the other two are corrupt, so this is the real thing, so that's why you're accepted. Whereas in the Old Testament and the New Testament, there was many people that contributed to the whole thing. But in the Quran, there was only one. And any comments on this would be okay. And I'll try to put it into more of a question next time.
Thank you. Who's down? Your time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمد عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم I have something really very strange. You contradict yourself. First you said God is not a man, after that but Jesus was a man. God made himself a man. And you know, if you look at the book of Numbers chapter 23 verse 19 said God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to regret. God is not a man or a son of man. Jesus himself said, I am a man. In Psalm chapter 8, verse 40, he said, I am a man telling you the truth, which I heard it from God. Jesus man, and God said, deny he's a man. Numbers 23:19 said, the Lord is a God, is not a man. Second, Jesus mentioned in the gospel 86 times that he's the son of man. But the other one, I said, I also is a son of man. He said, God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to regret. And God Almighty cannot change. God cannot be from a man to God and God to man. Who said that? God said that in a book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. He said, I am the Lord, I do not change. God does not change. I am the Lord, I do not change. God Almighty also said, there is none like unto God. If you look in the book of Chronicles 2, chapter 6, 14, no, there is none like unto God. Deuteronomy 34, 26, there is none like unto God. All of this group of God Almighty cannot be a man. I will give you a verse from the mouth of Jesus Christ, the verses from the mouth of Jesus Christ, refuted that Jesus is God or the Son of God, and refuted also the Trinity, that the Trinity is falsehood. All of this from the mouth of Jesus Christ. In the book of John, chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus said, and this is eternal life, that they might know they, the only true God, and Jesus Christ is they, and Jesus Christ who is in. Again, in John, chapter 17, 3, Jesus said, this is everlasting life, or eternal life. To know you, you are the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you think? Jesus saying here in simple English, there is only one God, and Jesus Christ, the messenger of God. When you send somebody, what is that? A messenger. He is a messenger. Is not God a messenger? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm loud. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be loud, but is better now? Okay. This above statement has no other meaning except that the secret of eternal life that is that man should believe in God as being the only true God and in Jesus as the messenger of God. This is the first one. The second one. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 12 verse 28-34, and one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, it means Jesus, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy heart and with thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself. So when the man asked Jesus to him, what the first commandment? Did Jesus say the first commandment is, I am God, or I am Son of God, or God, or the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? No. He said, our God is one God. Not Trinity, it's just one God. You look at verses in the Bible also, prove that God Almighty God? That God Almighty cannot be three. If you look at the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 35, said, that thou mightst know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him, only one God. And also verse 39 says, know therefore this day, and consider in thy heart that the Lord He is God in heaven above and upon. Okay, now therefore this day, and consider it in thy heart that the Lord is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. There is only one God. I give the eyes for you, inshallah, and I complete my my proofs. I want to have my terms. Go ahead, 2B, 2x1, 4, and my is yours.
Okay, I might try to keep this a little shorter so we can not lose the force from before. As far as that goes, you're claiming that that Christians, you're making a reference to Jesus stating that the Lord is one God. That is very, very true. Christians completely agree with the fact that the Lord is one God. According to the Quran, which it says in Surah 5:116 and 573 through 75, it states that Christians believe in three gods, which is Father, Mother, and Son. Okay? Well, that's something in the Quran which is completely and absolutely false, because Christians have never believed in Mary. What Muhammad would have gotten that from was the fact that by the year 600 AD, the Catholic Church was well established. It was very clear that the Catholic Church was who was dominating that area and putting forth some of these things. The Catholic Church attests to the Virgin Mary. Most Christians do not attest to the Virgin Mary, except that she was a vessel of God. She was used by God to place Himself on earth. And so there you have in the Quran something stating that the Christians believe that they place Mary into that equation. And I think that that's where a lot of the confusion comes from, because Muslims will use that and say, okay, well, this is saying that the Trinity isn't correct, but this is speaking of a different Trinity. This shows you that if He was from God, God would have known exactly that that isn't what Christians were saying. Christians weren't saying that Mary had anything to do with it. They substituted the mother for the Holy Spirit. And had they had a better understanding, then it would have cleared that up. But it clearly shows that Muhammad was confused. He studied it. He had all of the readings of the Catholic Church and everything like that. And therefore, he made errors in what he believed were the beliefs of Christianity. Alright? And then again, you can go down, like say the same thing with Mary, which always comes up. Okay? According to the Quran in Surah 19:28 and 3:33-36, it says, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the daughter of Imran and Amram, the father of Moses and Aaron. It says, Mary is also said to be the sister of Moses and Aaron. And then it says, clearly Muhammad confused Mary with Miriam. Why would Muhammad, if he was of God, confuse something that is so far apart? They're so far apart in time that that's not possible. It's because he had at his disposal the full resources of the Catholic Church and of all the material that they would be putting out and all the people that were being influenced by that. Whereas the true Christian church never completely believed that. They never believed that Mary was anything special. And to go back, just maybe to, you can answer something about that. And then, before you made a mention about that God does not change, you know, or Allah in your sense does not change. He's one way. He doesn't change. He doesn't, he doesn't change his views on things. But if we read in the Quran, you can read that it says, rejected were the messengers before thee. With patience and constancy they bore their rejection and their wrongs, until our aid did reach them. There is none that can alter the words and decrees of Allah. That's in 6:34. Okay? And there you have one statement saying that Allah cannot change. Okay? And then you go down again in 6:115, it says again, none can change his words. Okay? But then, when you read down, if you go to 16:101, it says, when they substitute one revelation for another, it says, and Allah knows best when He reveals and saves. They say, thou art but a forger, but most of them understand not. It's showing that Allah can change, even in the Quran. And it says, in 2:106, none of our revelations do we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, but we substitute something better or similar. Knowest thou not that Allah hath power over all things? Okay, there he's saying that they can substitute something better or similar, but in that he can abrogate different revelations and everything. Whereas in the New Testament, you can never say that God changes his mind. Everything is consistent through the whole Testament as far as from God's perspective. So if you take just God's perspective as they say it, then take Jesus out, just speak of God, the things that God said, he never changes. He never says that, okay, we can change this or we can do this if it doesn't quite add up. And another thing, back to with this Trinity thing, it all comes up to how was Jesus created? Okay? You're saying that he can't be created in a woman and all that. But even in the Quran, you can read at different points where in 96:2, 15:26, 3:59, 52:35, 19:67, and 16:4, it says such contradicting things that it says that he created man out of a clot of congealed blood.
All right, great, thank you. Paul, who watch for the time, you pass your time, you pass your 5 minutes. When we put for you 1 minute left, then 30 seconds left, then time, you have to give up the mic. Number two, subject was Trinity from the Quran. Please, can you take the mic? Keep your mouth away from the mic a little bit and drag it down a little bit halfway, if you will. And there's no one going to talk but with Sam and Miss Lee. They're having a debate. So keep your hand down for now. Sam, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Bismillah ar-Rahim. The subject is Trinity. Is Jesus God? Not is the Quran word of God. You get off the subject. You get off the track. Okay, stick with the subject. All right. And the Quran said that the one who say that Trinity are not believers. He didn't say father and mother and son. No. Okay, let's go back. The proof from the Bible that Jesus is not God, the Trinity refuted by the mouth of from Jesus himself. And the third evidence over here is every Christian in earth, they claim that Jesus is the one who judge us in the day of judgment. But Jesus, they asked him in the last day, the last hour. Listen to what Jesus said. This is Mark chapter 13, verse 32. But on that day and that hour, no man knows, not even the angel in heaven nor the Son, but about that day and that hour, nobody knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, only the Father. Jesus denied he had no knowledge whatsoever was the last day, the day of judgment. If he's God, even if he's divine, even if one of the Trinity, he will share this knowledge with God, but he had no knowledge. No, don't tell me he is it himself. That's what you said. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said in very clear, he has no knowledge. He's not God. He said the only one knows about that is God. If he one of Trinity, he should share this. If he is God, he would share this. He said only God knows that. The fourth statement in Matthew chapter 20, verse 23. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee, children with her son, worshipping him, and bearing a third thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She said unto him, grant that these may two sons may sit, the one on your right hand, and the other on your left hand, in your kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give. He cannot give it. What are you talking about? He said, it's not mine to give, but it shall be given to them from it's the rebirth of my Father. The only one can give them is God Almighty. The fifth statement, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, 17. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? Listen what Jesus said. And he said unto him, why thou call me good? There is none good but one. He is God. He is denying his God. He said the only one is good is God.
not if Jesus got the yes, I'm good, I'm God. He didn't say that. He said there is none but one that is God. Why thou call me good? There is none but one that is God. God Almighty only is good. That's from the mouth of Jesus Christ. The sixth statement in Matthew chapter 27 verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice and said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. This is to say, my God, why are you forsaking me? Is this God calling himself, God, why are you forsaking me? Is this all like God? And Jesus looked to the mirror on the cross and he took to the mirror and said, God, God, why you deserted me? No, he was asking for God to help them. Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yelled of the birth. This is verse 50. That's not God. That cannot die. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I command thee my spirit. This above statement clearly refutes that he was God incarnate. For if it had been God, he would have not cried and said, my God, why are you forsaking me? Also, if you compare this with God Almighty, we read in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, says about God Almighty, Has thou not heard that the everlasting God cannot die, the everlasting God, and Jesus died, because as you said, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, sins not, meaning he cannot kill Pilate, neither his way, God cannot be Pilate, and way, there is no searching of this understanding. Chapter 44, verse 6, also in Isaiah says, the Lord of the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Also in Jeremiah 10:10, God said, but the Lord is the true God, he is living and an everlasting King. God cannot die, and Jesus died in the cross. Jesus is not God. Also, Paul said in his letter to Timothy, he said, now unto the same eternal, immortal, invincible, the only one is God, be honor and glory forever. God is immortal, God cannot die, and Jesus died on the cross. So Jesus is not God. The seventh statement, the Gospel of John contains the following statement after Jesus Christ. Jesus said, Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren. Listen what Jesus said, go to my brethren and say unto them, I am ascended unto my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. Here it is, my Father and your Father, my God and your God. God has no God above him. God in this statement describes himself as a man like others, so that the people may not accuse him of the claim of self-deification. He stressed his humility and said that he is a man like others. The word son has been used for him only as comparison, as this statement was made by him before his ascension to heaven, just after his resurrection. Jesus said, he said, that God is Father of all, that God is God of all. And the eighth statement Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 28, listen to this, for my Father is greater than I. The Father is greater than I. My Father is greater than I. This refuted the Trinity, because if the Trinity is equal, the Father equal to the Son, and the Son is equal to the Holy Ghost, how come Jesus said the Father is greater than me? Jesus also said the Father is greater than all. This also confirms that Jesus denied being a God, as no one can be even equal to God, far from being greater than him. Mike is yours.
Okay. As far as kind of getting a little bit lost because of the quantity of information, trying to look up something, and I'm kind of losing what he's saying in the next thing, so I'll try to hit on some of the things that he spoke about. He was speaking about what Jesus said after he asked him a question, why do you call me good? No one is good but one. That is God. Okay. The idea of this, he was affirming what this man was asking him. The man was asking him, the teacher. He says, now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, God." But if notice, if you would keep reading instead of taking out that one passage, Jesus is affirming that he is God. If you notice, he didn't say, "Why do you call me good? No one is God." He didn't have that. What he did is he went on to answer the question of that man after saying, none is good except for God. That would have, being a Jew at that time, that would have registered to him that was something in the Old Testament saying that no man is good. It's good. All man has sin. So no man is good. And he was confirming that. And he was making a reference to this man, stating that he was good. Because no one seen anything in him. Nobody seen Jesus do anything that was contrary to what God should do. And trying to just sort of wrap it up, try to pull it in a little bit. I'm not exactly sure of everything that was said. But it seems that you always take the Trinity and sort of change it and say that Jesus is saying there's one God. Jesus is saying that there's one God. That it's completely, completely believed. But there's other things that it says that Jesus, that only God receives, such as worship and praise. Jesus receives worship and praise. I'm not exactly sure. I'll try to find it on my next face. Whereas right in the Bible where it says that God commanded the angels, you may know, God commanded the angels to worship Jesus. But then it's right in a few sections down, few verses down, it says that only God shall receive worship. And there's a clear indication of that. What they were doing the whole time was they weren't trying to correct the Jews that the Trinity, that they believed in three gods and that the Jews were wrong. They were saying, "We agree with you, but God is able to do more than just what you say." Okay? And just getting, I'll try to ask a few questions. I'm trying to keep the content down so it doesn't get as confusing. Okay? Such as in the Quran, it says in Surah 39 and 4, and Surah 6:101, Surah 39:4 affirms that Allah could have a son. But when you keep reading, go on to Surah 6:101, it denies this possibility. So I'll repeat that again. That's in Surah 39:4 and Surah 6:101. One says that Allah can have a son. One denies that possibility. And then you went on and you talked about how could God die? How could Jesus die if he was God? You have to realize Jesus didn't die. Jesus' spirit didn't die. His body died, and God resurrected him. Jesus' spirit, being God's spirit, did not die. And it's just, even in your own Quran, it says, did Jesus die already? Okay, Surah 3:144 states that all messengers died before Muhammad, stating that Jesus died. But in 4:158, it claims that Jesus was raised to God, that he's alive. So which is it? Did he die before Muhammad, or was he raised to God, therefore still being alive and not having died?
Right, I agree with your statement. Yes? When Sam says something to you from the Bible, he gives you the name and the number and the page. For you, if you want to say something from the Quran, you give the number and the page. Number one, you say, in the Quran it says, Jesus is the Son of God. Now, there is no fact. Then you say something from the Quran that all the prophets died before Muhammad. That is also not correct. However, I'll leave the response with them. Sam, your mic.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As usual, he got all wrong. He didn't give any proof from the Bible. I give you the chapter, the verse, in the Bible. I mentioned where he's not in the Bible. You don't get even one proof from the Bible to affirm what he said. And you claim something from the Quran. Quran didn't say anything like that, just like that. And he said something is not true. He said Jesus is the Spirit and God the Spirit. Come on, man, read your own Bible, man. Jesus is not the Spirit. Look in Luke, man. Look in Luke, man. Look when Jesus went in the other room, when he had the Last Supper, man. When he said, he observed the disciples, said, "I'm not the Spirit. Look, touch me and see. I'm not the Spirit." Jesus, he said, "I am not a spirit. Touch me and see."
The spirit has no flesh and blood, man. Come on, man. What are you talking about? You think we don't know your Bible?
So, second, Jesus died, and he should have died. Now he didn't die. What do you mean he died? He didn't die.
What do you mean? What do you mean he died? He didn't die. He died or he didn't die. He died or he did not die. You know? He died or not? He died, man. Look at your Bible, man. He died. Look, Matthew 27:5, he died. Mark 15:37, he died. Luke 23:46, he died. John 19:13, he died. The man died, 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 died. And God cannot die. God is everlasting. He cannot die. The living everlasting God. So what are you talking about, baby? We go back. And now also you try to twist. Now we try to twist. Now we try to twist the meaning. You try to twist the meaning. The man came to Jesus and told him, good master, what can I do to enter eternal life? He told him, why you call me good? He denied. Why you call me good? The only good is God. Why you twist the meaning, man? It's very clear, crystal clear. He denies good. He said, the only good is God. Why you twist it? He said, the man came to him and said, good master, what can I do to gain eternal life? He said, why you call me good master? The only good is God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. There is only one God. Jesus is not God, man. Let me go back and get the other verses. Now we're going to... Now we're going to the seven statements. The Gospel of John, okay, we said that too. That, oh, okay, ninth statement. And the Gospel of John, chapter 14:24, says, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. The word is not the word of Jesus, it's the word of God, the which sent me. When he sent somebody, what is that? A messenger. This makes very clear that the word spoken by Christ is the word of God and not the word of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was no more than a messenger sent to God. The sixth statement. The tenth statement. Matthew 23. Jesus said, and all, nobody will send me, please, okay, in Matthew 23, and call no man your father upon the earth. For one is your Father, which is in heaven. The one is your Father, is God, the one is in heaven, which is in heaven. Neither be you called Master, for there is your Master even Christ. Thanks. Again, and call no man your Father upon the earth. For one is your Father, which is in heaven. And neither be you called Master, for one is your Master even Christ. This also clearly says that Jesus, there is only one God, and Jesus is the messenger of God. 11th statement in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26:36-44. Then came Jesus with them unto a place called Jasmine, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here, will I go and pray? And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then says be unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto this. And he went a little further and sat on his face and prayed, saying, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thou will. Literally, he says, not as I will. But when you learn, what does it mean? It's not the will of Jesus, it's the will of God. He was submit to God. He was a Muslim. And said unto Peter, what could you not watch with me 1 hour, which I will pray that you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it's God may not pass away from me, except I drink it, they will be done. And he came and found them asleep again. And he went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. All this saying and all this practice of Christ and the above description clearly proved that Jesus did not consider himself to be God, but the servant of God. Would God be sorrowful to this? Would God frustrate and pray as Jesus did? Besides, when the Holy Spirit of Christ coming in the world, in human form was to sacrifice his life for the redemption for the whole world. Why on this occasion was he so sorrowful on the question of his peace, which is supposed to be the very bedrock of his existence? Why did he pray and ask God to remove the cover of this from him? Is not God, did not even come to save you, because he was crying to God, he was sorrowful, he was praying to God to save him from this. Mike is yours.
Thank you, Brian Time. Great remark. This time, keep in mind, next time, please, just go down and back up from the mic a little bit, because you're not clear when you're too close to the mic.
Okay, so to try to get back to the Bible a bit instead of going towards the Quran, since they don't really want to do that, okay, what about in the Old Testament, you have passages such as Genesis 1:26, and it says, let us make man in our image. Since here there are some, there's more than one personality in what the Bible refers to as the Godhead. This is also shown in Acts 17:29. Okay, I'm just going to keep this short. Okay, you're pointing out passages that are saying that Jesus is one. Jesus is one. Okay, so we agree with that. But you're not taking the passages that affirms that Jesus is God. Such as, say you look at 1 John 5:7. It's very clear in this verse that each of the three persons is clearly seen. I'll read it to you. It says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Okay, that's saying that, that's referring to the Word as Jesus. Okay, the same goes in the beginning of the Gospel of John. It says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Do you just make those irrelevant, all the places where it says that the Word, being Jesus, was God? That's exactly the same thing. He's stating that he was gone. The other things are parts where he's trying to make the Jews understand who he was. They didn't understand who he was. All the Jews ever looked for were the good things that would be in the Messiah. They never looked at Isaiah or in the Psalms or anything showing that the Messiah would be like chastised and punished and killed and everything like that. So I would just like to know why you always look at those passages without reading everything and taking the other passages that clearly indicate that Jesus was God.
Great, and Mike is myself, great, beautiful, beautiful. Actually, thank you very much for you mentioning this verse. The only proof given to you in the Bible actually is a hope, and is a fabrication, is interpretation, is inserted in the Bible, is a later addition. Where is it from? I get it from the Bible. I have in my hand the Holy Bible, New Revised Standard Version. Listen what they said about this verse you quote. The interpretation, the fabrication. This is mentioned from the letter of John, chapter 5, verse 7. And this verse actually in my Bible is not there. It's not in my Bible, man. It's not in my Bible. It's not. What I have in my Bible, there are three that testify. The Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree. The very justification is interpolation, fabrication, later addition. Listen over here in the footnotes what they say. Listen what they say. This verse is not found in the most ancient manuscript. Okay. This verse is not found as the most ancient manuscript. It's a fabrication, interpolation, and it's the only verse to prove serenity in the Bible. And they took it out. They took it out. They took it out. Now we can read about John chapter 1, verse 1. John 1, verse 1 is very, actually, with all respect to you, brother, John 1, every time I read John 1, 1, I laugh. I'm sorry, man, just make me laugh. Why you make me laugh? Because it doesn't make any sense. Why it doesn't make any sense? I have to read it for you, to prove it to you. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. What is that? Just mentions, in the beginning was the Word, great. And the Word was God. How come the Word is God, and the Word was God? How is that? How the Word, how the word is God and the word with God. Hell. Hell. Again. And the word with God. And the word was God. If the God is the word, how come the word was God? It doesn't make any sense. Let me get more proof from the Bible to prove Jesus is not God. More proof that Jesus, as you know, he was living, everybody sees Jesus, through Jesus. He was a living, he was a person, a human being. Everybody saw him. But we found out in the Bible, nobody can see God. Nobody can see God at any time. Listen what Jesus himself said. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 37, said about God Almighty, and the Father who sent me, the Father who sent me. Nobody hear his voice or see his shape at any time. Hear this? Nobody see his shape at any time. Who said that? Jesus himself. One. Two. John, the letter of John. No man has seen God at any time. Two. Three. The first letter of Timothy, chapter 6:16. God who no man has seen nor can see. God who no man has seen nor can see. Fourth, Exodus chapter 33 verse 20. And he, when God, said, thou cannot see my face, for there is, shall no man see me and live. You cannot see God and you live. But everybody saw Jesus and nobody dies. Because Jesus is not God. Great and English, Jesus is not God. Let's go more profound from the Bible that Jesus is not God. I think I broke my case. It's very clear. It's very clear to me that Jesus is not God and the Trinity is falsehood. I didn't need even to say anything more. But now for the sake of the people sitting over here, we can say more than that. If you look also in the verses that Jesus mentioned in the Son of Man, Matthew 8:20, Jesus is the Son of Man. Jesus is the Son of Man. Matthew 6:13, Jesus is the Son of Man. 27, Jesus is the Son of Man. Chapter 17:9, Jesus is the Son of Man. Chapter 12, verse 22, 18:11, Son of Man. 19:28, Jesus is the Son of Man. Chapter 20 verse 18, Jesus is the Son of Man. 28, chapter 24 verse 27, Son of Man. All of this proof that Jesus is the Son of Man. And Jesus is not, God is not a man. God is not a man. God say in Numbers, chapter 23 verse 19, he says, I'm not a man to lie, or a son of man to exist. God cannot be a man. Clear, 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 sir, clear. My dear gentlemen.
Thank you. Let me remind you of this bar. It is a very rated room. And don't charge nothing otherwise, you know. You will be a dollar bill bounce. I misplaced your mic.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to, if you could just try to keep it a little bit limited so then we can try to address some of the issues, because it's too many things to address at once. So maybe give a couple and then let us have a response and try to maybe do it a little bit quicker. Okay. Getting to what he was speaking of. Okay, he made a reference.
Just 1 second. I'm sorry, I'll give you the mic back. Okay. With them. Actually, 2 minutes is good time. 5 minutes is long time, so you guys could catch up with what's going on. And you could respond to them and he respond to you. Let's make it 3 minutes. It's fair. 2 to 3 minutes. Go ahead,
Mr.
Your mic.
Okay, 1 minute, just 1 minute. I think that's good enough now. I think we give a chance to the people in the room to ask a question about the subject of Jesus God. I think that is good enough.
Okay, we'll leave it open. If people want to ask, they could raise your hand and talk. There is 10 minutes left though for the time of the debate, so that's okay, it's almost same. And but it was misplaced mic, so misplaced, go ahead and get your turn. And whoever has questions for with them or misplaced is
اتفضل وقت مع حضرتك.
لا 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 لحظة المايك لحنا وتعالى بسرعة نبيه عقبته ولا الليل حتى صلاة الفجر. تخيلوا كان بيتوسل إليه ويقول له اطلقني سدني سدني الفجر طلع سدني اطلقني لقد طلع الفجر. فرفض الرأي لا رفض فقال لا اطلقك حتى تباركني. فحط شروط الاول عشان اطلقك اسيبك باركني الاول باركني الاول والله بدك اطلقني اللي طلع الفجر. قال لا لا اطلقك حتى تباركني يعني افرض عليك شروط بتاعته. فقال له ما اسمك الاله مش عارف اسمه فبيقول له اسمك ايه النهارده بس قال يعقوب. فقال لا يدع اسمك يعقوب بعد اليوم بل اسرائيل خلاص اخوك اتعرف عليه. بعد كده ما اتعرف عليه بقى اللي عارف اسمه ايه لان ما كانش عارف اسمه لان حسب الكتاب المقدس الاله جاي مش عارف اسمه. فبيقول له بقى يعقوب بدا عاوزين نتعرف على بعض يعني داخلين الاله ويعقوب داخلين في شات برنامج محادثه زي المحادثات هنا في البلطق. فبيقول له طب انت اسمك ايه؟ فسأل يعقوب عن اسمه. فقال لماذا تسالني عن اسمه؟ على ابني وباركه هناك وباركه هناك. وبعد كده يا احباء نعم وبعد كده بيقول لك ايه فسأل يعقوب عن اسمه قال لماذا تسألني عن اسمه وباركه هناك. فدعا يعقوب اسم المكان سينيائيل قائلا لاني نظرت الى الله وجه لوجه. وهذه كذب واضطراب الكتاب المقدس وتناقض الكتاب المقدس لان الكتاب المقدس يقول ان سيدنا يعقوب راى الله وجه لوجه يعني زي ما بنقول بالانجليزي فيس تو فيس. وهذا يناقض الكتاب المقدس وهذا يثبت ان هذا الكتاب ليس من عند الله. ليه؟ لان الكتاب المقدس بولس اليهودي الذي غير دين المسيح هو عبد الله بن سبأ بتاع اليهود بتاع النصارى يقول ايه بيقول ايه بولس اللي هو شاؤول بيقول في رسالته الاولى لصديقه تيموثي في الاصحاح السادس العدد 15 16 بيقول على الله بيوصف الله فبيقول ايه الصوت مسموع يا ريت حد يكد 5000 بيقول ايه على الله المبارك العزيز الوحيد ملك الملوك ورب الارباب الذي وحده له وحده عدم الموت ساكنا في نور لا يدني ولا يقدر ان يراه. شوف الذي لم يراه احد الذي لا الصوت مسموع يا اخي مشتاق الذي لم يراه احد ولا يقدر ان يراه. ويناقض الكتاب المقدس في هنا هو يقول لك ايه لاني نظرت الى الله وجها لوجه. شوف التناقض. وهنا يقول لك ان الله عز وجل لا احد يستطيع ان يرى الله لم يراه احد ولا يقدر ان يراه. نكمل هذا اسمعوا بقى كلام البابا شنودة بابا الكنيسة المصرية في مصر بيعلق على هذا الكلام. والبابا شنودة سبحان الله بيجيب الادلة على اساس ان فعلا ان الذي صاره يعقوب هو الله نفسه. في الكلام ده في احد الكتب للبابا شنودة اسمه سنوات مع اسئلة الناس اللي هو بابا الكنيسة في مصر الكتاب اسمه سنوات مع اسئلة الناس الجزء السابع صفحة 33-34 واحد من النصارى بيسأله بيقول له قرأت في احد الكتب ان الذي صاره يعقوب هو ملاك وليس الله فما الاجابة السليمة؟ فبيرد البابا بقى الاجابة السليمة ايه؟ فالجل البابا جاب خمس ادلة يدل به على ان الذي صاره يعقوب هو الله نفسه. كل الكلام ده الدليل الاول بتاع البابا قال غير الله اسمه. طيب حاضر غير الله اسمه غير الله اسمه من يعقوب الى اسرائيل ولا يملك الملاك الحق في ان يغير الاسم. اول حاجة غير الله اسمه من يعقوب الى اسرائيل ولا يملك الملاك في تغيير الاسم. اول دليل البابا شنودة على ان الذي صار يعقوب هو الله نفسه. اثنين دليل الثاني البابا شنودة على ان الذي صار يعقوب هو الله قال الله في تغيير اسمه لانك جهدت مع الناس وقدر مع متأسف لانك جهدت مع الله والناس وقدرت. وخذوا بالكم الناس مع الله وقدرت يعني قدر على الله يعني ضرب الله تعالى ما قلوه. وده في التكوين في 32-28 وقال له هذا بعد ان صراه كما معنى مع الله وقدرت مع الله وقدرت قدر على الله سبحان الله. الدليل الثالث البابا شنود على ان الذي صراه يعقوب هو الله نفسه يعني مش شايف كلام على التكس. الدليل الثالث على ان الذي صراه يعقوب الكلام ده مين اللي بيقول البابا شنود هو الكنيسة فقط بيجيب الادلة على ان الذي صراه يعقوب هو الله نفسه. بيقول كما شنود ايه الدليل الثالث فدع يعقوب اسم المكان في يائيل قائلا لاني نظرت الى الله وجها لوجه ونجيت نفسي. ده الدليل الثالث بتاع بابا شنودة. وطبعا ده كلام كذب لان جبت لك النص من الكتاب المقدس بيقول فيه ان لا احد يستطيع ان يرى الله في رسالة بولس الى فريق الاولى الى فريق تيموثي الاصحاح الثالث عدد 15-16 يقول على الله الذي لم يراه احد من الناس ولا يقدر ان يراه. شو الكتاب المقدس متناقض كله متناقض مع بعضه
هنا بيقول لك الذي من على الله، الله لم يره احد من الناس ولا يقدر ان يراه، بينما هنا في التكوين يقول لك ايه، لاني نظرت الى الله وجه لوجه. تناقض صحيح صريح يعني. الدليل الرابع للدور الشهود على ان الذي تراه يعقوب هو الله، بيقول اصرار يعقوب انه لا يتركه حتى يباركه، اصرار يعقوب انه لا يتركه حتى يباركه، وهو امر خاص بالله فقط، امر خاص بالله، لانه لم يحدث في التاريخ ان انسان صار ملاكا لكي يباركه وفعلا نال البركه. ده الدليل الرابع للبابا الشهودة على ان الذي ترى يعقوب هو الله. تخيل يا اخوة سبحان الله. الدليل الخامس للبابا الشهودة على ان الذي ترى يعقوب هو الله، كون ان الذي ظهر له طلب حق فخذه، فانخاع فخذه وصار يقنع عليه، وهذا يحدث مع ملاك، الملاك لا يضرب الا اذا اخذ امرا صريحا بذلك من الله، وبخاصة لو كان يضرب احد الانبياء. يبقى دي اول حاجة من صفات الرب في الكتاب المقدس، موضوع المصارعة الحرة، موضوع المصارعة الحرة مع النبي يعقوب. السبب بس من صفات الاله في الكتاب المقدس ان هو بيحلق شعر راسه وبيحلق شعر رجله وبينزع لحيته. مين الاله؟ رب العباد، الاله رب العباد. ومش حلقة مستأجرة، المنتج بتاعته مأجرة. الاله الدليل الثاني، الاله بيحلق شعر راسه، الاله بيحلق شعر راسه وبيحلق شعر رجليه وبينزع اللحية. وشوف النص يا اخوة الفرق، شوف النص الفرق الكتاب المقدس يعني very specific. الراس قال لك بيحلق الراس، الرجلين بيحلق الرجلين، لكن اللحية قال لك ينزع اللحية، ينزعها زي الازل يكون بنزعها فتلة او بحلاوة او الله اعلم ينزعها ازاي. وبالمسح لها ايه؟ مؤجره. المسح لها مش بتاعه، مؤجره. طب الإله ما معهوش حق الموت ومأجره منين؟ ما قالش الكلام ده في الكتاب المقدس إشعياء الإصحاح 27، إشعياء 27. اسمع يا أخوة النص بقى. وفي ذلك اليوم يخلق السيد، وكلمة السيد هنا تعني الله عز وجل، ذا لورد تعني الله، بموس مستأجره، يعني موس الحلاقة مش بتاعه ومأجره مستلفه، في عبد النهر بملك آشور، الرأس وشعر الرجلين وتنزع اللحية. وشوف الفرق، الرأس وشعر الرجلين لكن اللحية قال لك تنزع. بالله عليكم ده كلام يا اخوة، ربنا بيحلق ده، ربنا بيحلق راسه وبيحلق شعر رجليه وبينزع دقنه، ده كلام بالله عليكم؟ قال هذا كلام يا اخوة؟ بالله عليكم ده كلام؟ اقول النص تاني، وفي ذلك اليوم يحلق السيد اي الله الغلرب بموت مستأجرة، في عبر النهر بملك اشور، الرأس وشعر الرجلين وتنزع اللحية ايضا. وطبعا النص ده هنا كلمة الغلرب هنا يعني السيد عن الله عز وجل. ولو رحنا للترجمة الإنجليزية بتاع كينج جيمز فيرجن، النص واضح وصريح يقول لك إيه؟ In the same day shall the Lord، يعني الله عز وجل، shave with razor is higher، يعني بيحلق بموس حلاقة مستأجرة مش بتاعته. Namely by Jim beyond the river by the king of Assyria، يحلق إبقى زهيد شعر راسه، the hair off شعر الجيه. رمزية تاني يا عم الله يهديك، رمزية تاني يا ظهر، رمزية تاني، هو الكتاب المقدس كله رمزي، فين الرمزية؟ هو الله عز وجل نزل الكتاب المقدس بالشفرة. كل ما سألت اسأل في الكتاب المقدس تقول لي ده رمز، نشيد العنشاد رمز، الخروف رمز، حتخيال 23 رمز، ايه هو ربنا منزله بالرموز بالشفرة. وعشان تفهم الكتاب المقدس لازم تجيب كتاب فك الشفرة منزله المخابرات العامة. يا عم ارحمنا يا عم، ده ايمان وعقيدة، كل حاجة رمز. ده الكلام ده بيضحكوا عليكم في الكنيسة، والله بيضحكوا عليكم في الكنيسة، رمز ده رمز وده رمز وده رمز وده، كل الكتاب رمز، نازل بالشفرة بالكود بالمخابرات العامة. المهم فهنا بيقول لك ايه، the head the ear off and it shall consume the bird، وهينزع لحيته كمان. وبعدين كلمة رب هنا يا اخوة يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى، الاله نفسه اللورد يعني الله. ولو رحنا كمان في ترجمة انجليزية تانية يتضح المعنى جليا، يعني يقصد الله عز وجل. الترجمة العالمية الجديدة للنصوص المقدسة، الترجمة العالمية الجديدة للنصوص المقدسة بيقول اللي هي New World Translation of the Holy Scripture، اسمع بيقول ايه الترجمة باللغة الانجليزية، بيقول ايه In that day by means of rather in the region of in the region of the river even by means of the king of Assyria. جهوفة، وجهوفة هنا تعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى اللي هم بيقول عليه بالعربي يهوى، الله سبحانه وتعالى. والشايف ده هيد يهلع راسه and the hair of his feet ويهلع رجليه and it will sweep away even the bird itself، يعني هينزع دقنه. ربنا، ربنا يهلع راسه، ربنا سبحانه وتعالى، ربنا سبحانه وتعالى يعلى راسه. ولو ترجمنا النص ده باللغه العربيه يعني يهوى يعني الله يعني جهوفه، يحلق الراس وشعر الرجلين وينزع اللحيه. وطبعا الكتاب المقدس يعطينا وصف دقيق للحلاقه بانها موس حلاقه مستاجره، موس بموس مستاجره، يعني الرب سبحانه وتعالى معهوش حق الموس ومؤجر الموس. ربنا سبحانه وتعالى معهوش حق الموس ومؤجر الموس. سبحان الله. اهلا الشيخ دمشقي، السلام عليكم فضيله الشيخ. ويعطينا الكتاب المقدس وصف للموس الذي استخدمها الرب في الحلاقه بانها موس حلاقه مستاجره، اي انها ليست ملك الاله، اي فقد كان على الاله ان يستاجرها. سبحان الله، لا اله الا الله. يبقى هنا الصفه الاولى يا عم، نعم اهو النص اهو النص اهو، في ذلك اليوم يحلق السيد. اسمعوا يا اخوان النص، بيقول انا بقراه غلط، اسمعوا بالعربي. في ذلك اليوم يعني السيد، كلمه السيد يعني الله، ذا لورد. في ذلك اليوم يحلق السيد، يعني يحلق الله، بموس مستاجره، بموس حلاقه يعني مأجره، مستاجره. في عبر النهر بملك اشور، هيحلق ايه؟ هيحلق الراس وشعر الرجلين وتنزع اللحيه ايضا. الاله سبحانه وتعالى هيحلق راسه وهيحلق رجليه وينزع اللحيه. وخد بالكم الكتاب المقدس يفرق ما بين الراس والرجلين والدقن، الراس والرجلين قال لك يحلق والدقن ينزع. شفتوا؟ الدقن ينزع، فرق كبير جدا جدا يعني. طيب انا ان شاء الله نمشي الدور وبعدين نكمل صفات الرب في الكتاب المقدس. اسموك خد المايك على طول، خد المايك معاك.
صلي وسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد، إخوانه على الظالمين من اليمطارة الى يوم الدين ثم اما بعد. يا وسام انا دائما بقولك لما تقول لي انت قصة الحلق والقص والشعر، بقول لك يا وسام ما تنساش هذا النص. هلا لما الراجل مثلا يعني يحلق ولا حاجة، ما بيحطش طيب، ما بيحطش ريحة، مش عايز يمسك الدم. عندك في نص في متى بالاصحاح 26 على 13 تقول هنا ايش؟ تكبت مين؟ المرأة. يا سلام، الطيب على رأس المسيح، ما هو بعد ما حلى يعني عايز طيب، يعني انت معلش يعني انت فاهم عليه. طيب في يوحنا الاصحاح 12 من 1 الى 8 فقرة تقول دهنت المرأة قدمي المسيح بالطيب ومسحت قدميه بشعرها. الله سقف سقف فاضر، هذا هو الاله. يا استاذ الكريم، صفات رب العالمين في القرآن الكريم اول شيء يجب ان تقف فيه وقف لما الله تعالى يبين نفسه، يجب ان يكون عظيم. فلذلك ايش بيقول رب العالمين؟
By Judge 119 and the Lord was with Judah and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain but could not. Listen brothers and sisters, God could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had chariots of iron. Again in Mark chapter 19:26 Jesus said for with God all things are possible. Contradicted by in Joshua chapter 1 verse 19 said, and the Lord was Judah and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain, but God could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had chariots of iron. God Almighty cannot drive them out. Why? Because they have chariots of iron. God cannot do that. Why? Because they have chariots of iron. He cannot do it. That is your judgment.
I'll give the mic back to Ms. Blake to respond to that. Please, your mic.
Okay. Once again, getting back to what happened, it says in Judges 1:19, and the Lord was with Judah, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had chariots of iron. If you read the context of that passage by going back a few verses and then going forward a few verses, it says clearly, also Judah took Gaza with the coast thereof, and Ascalon with the coast thereof, and Ekron with the coast thereof. And the Lord was with Judah, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron. The Lord was with Judah, but it was Judah performing those things. God doesn't always allow everything to go in the favor of his people. Some things are for a greater good longer down the road. God does not have to do that. I didn't say that God didn't. Once again, God, you said that God doesn't limit himself in instances. Do you think that God can lie? Do you think that if God wanted to lie to us that he could?
Yes. God could lie to us. He could do anything he wanted. He could do anything. The things that it says that he can't do are the things that he chooses not to do. Just like Jesus. Jesus chose not to use his divine attributes that he had. He chose not to use them. That doesn't mean that he didn't have them, but he chose not to use them. It's the same here. God does not have to... God, say in the Old Testament, when you look at those passages, God may be with somebody, but God was with Moses, but did Moses do everything correctly? No. This isn't saying that God couldn't do anything. It's saying that Judah could not do it.
That's not true. First, he said God can lie. God can, what kind of God liar? A liar God? Anything that we heard is that God, he said God can lie. I never heard about a liar God. And you know what? You can protect what God said in the Bible. God said in the Bible, in Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, said, yes, that's what he said. Joseph, that's what he said. Ask him, that's what he said. He said, God can lie. God can do anything if you want. But the Bible said that in Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, he said, God is not a man to lie. God, he said, he cannot lie. And you tell me that God liars. God can lie. And the verses he twisted, the verses again and again. The verses he twisted again and again. The verses said, God could not. Not Judah, God. Not Judah. God could not. Not Judah. God could not. Let me read the verse again. And the Lord was the Judah. And he drove out the inhabitants of the north, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had chariots of iron. God Almighty cannot drive them out because they have not strength. What kind of God is this? And you tell me in another verse, he said, God can do anything. This is in Mark chapter 19, verse 27, that with God all things are possible. How come all things are possible and he cannot drop these guys because these guys have a chariot of iron, a tank? Come on, man. Come on, man. Two by one. Go ahead. Push it up, please.
Thank you. By the way, 2x4. 2x4, please. 2x1 is too small. Thank you, Sam. I will give the mic to Ahmad Wakir. Ahmed Wakir, what's your question? Don't talk about the subject. A question and who, and say who is you sending your question to. Go ahead, Ahmed, your mic.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm sending my question to the Christian person. Why couldn't Jesus be able to put with him the two disciples when their mother asked Jesus to put him, but to put them with him to the heaven and say, it's not to me, if he is really God. And why do we not say that Jesus said, your sins were forgiven, that Allah revealed to him that he forgot to the people? He revealed to him, not from his authority, because Jesus said, I can do nothing of my own authority. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Grace, your mic.
Okay, first I'm going to address something that I said before and just break it down a little bit. And I wasn't quite sure with the last person, the question. I didn't hear it quite clearly, so maybe if after I'm done he could just pop back up and say it again so that I can understand it. But really quick, I did not state that God lied. All I was saying was that God can do anything he wants. Could God strike you dead right now? Yes, he could. But does he do it? No. He can do anything. If God chose to lie, which I will say he very, very well didn't, he never, never lied, if he chose to, he could. That's all I was saying. Therefore, he has things that he does not allow himself to do. He doesn't allow himself to do, because it is wrong. He doesn't do anything that's wrong. I did not say that he lied. What I'm stating is that God limits himself just like Jesus had limited himself. Jesus limited his divine attributes just as God says, I will not lie. He makes promises to us and says, I will not lie. He says, I will not do the things that are of the devil. Right? But to say that God couldn't do that, that he isn't possible of doing that, is undermining God's power. And then the other man wants to ask a question back, then I'll go back into that. I just didn't hear him clearly.
Okay, Ahmed, speak up and say your question again, please. Take the mic, Ahmed.
Thank you. Now, the mother of John asked Jesus to put his two sons with him in the heaven, and he said, it's not for me, it's not my authority to do that. How can you say that Jesus is God and couldn't be able to put people with him in the heaven? This is the first question. The second question, you said that Jesus said your sins are forgiven. It means that he is God. Why do you not say that Allah revealed to Jesus that he forgave to the people, so Jesus said your sins was forgiven? Like the Prophet Muhammad, when he said that many times in a hadith. Essentially, that Jesus said, I can do nothing of my own authority. So I think that Jesus is not forgiving, but Allah will forgive and reveal to Jesus that he forgives to the people. What is your opinion about that, and thank you.
I hope he understood your question. I can't understand you, but also your English is not helping you. So, Miss, please, go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay, I'm having the same problem. I didn't quite hear it clearly, but I tried to pull out a little bit. I'm not exactly sure, so don't quote me on this. I'm just trying to piece together what I thought I might have heard, was when they were talking, something about talking to Mary and asking Mary how they would go to heaven. And so it's in the context of that passage, which I know what he's speaking of, but I didn't hear exactly what verse he said it was, what he's saying is that it's up to you to reach heaven. It's up to you. It's what you do to reach heaven. You have to accept the faith of Jesus to go to heaven. He's saying that Jesus doesn't make you be able to go to heaven. He doesn't put it upon you. You have, as I said before, you have the free will given by God to choose right or wrong. For God to impose on you to do the right thing is basically, what worth is it if you force, say, your child to love you? It means nothing because you're forcing him to love you. He wants the people to do it out of their own will. He wants them to do it. He doesn't want to make them do it. He wants them to do it. I'm not exactly sure of everything else he was talking about, because it was a bit distorted, so I'll just have to try to go on, or maybe he can type the question.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I didn't really hear him well myself. I've been here managing this room for like a couple hours with you guys. I have two questions. Maybe it's my right time to ask. My questions are for Ms. Faith. My first question is, how can Virgin Mary, God loves her, create her own creator? How can she create her own creator? Now, my second question is, Christianity is Jewish religion teaching. 85% of Christianity is Jewish teaching. Now, on the other hand, you have Jewish religion itself. Some believe in Jesus as the Messiah. In fact, they call him God liar. And they don't believe in Christianity, Jewish religion. So how can you practice Christianity as a faith, since most of it is Jewish teaching, but yet Jewish religion don't believe in it, don't believe in Christianity? Those two questions for Ms. Blake. Blake, thank you. Go ahead, your mic.
Okay. With those questions, again, you're saying how could she give birth to her creator? How could she create her creator? That's the same thing we were going over before. There's no way that I can explain it, or that you can explain it, or anybody. It's something God did. We can't try to explain what God did in our rationality. It won't work. It clearly states that God did it. God did that. She created him. It was the Spirit of God that was there, that was in Jesus. So, as far as that goes, it's not going to get anywhere, because it's something that I believe by faith and that you don't. but it's not going to get anywhere because there's no way of explaining it. I'm sure there are things in the Quran, again, not for certain, but I'm sure there's things that aren't quite able to be grasped by us, such as heaven and all those things. It's hard to understand the whole thing. And can you ask your second question again so that I can get it back in my head, and then I'll answer that.